This is Free Talk Live, and we are launching into the second hour of the program, inviting you to take control of these airwaves. Toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. You may bring up what you want, though we've been focusing thus far on this issue out of California that is essentially a ban on the practitioners of this gay to straight therapy. They're telling folks you can no longer do this. You can't. Well, what they're saying specifically is you can't submit your children to it. If you're over 18 and you want to go through this ridiculous gay straight therapy, then you know whatever. You're an adult. You can make those decisions. But they're saying that you should not be able to do this if the person is under the age of 18. And I think the consensus, you know, I don't want to speak for the rest of you guys, Nemi and Mark here with me tonight, and I'm Ian, but the consensus last hour was that, yes, this gay to straight therapy stuff is a terrible idea. It can absolutely be damaging to a young person's psyche, and but we shouldn't be using the government to put a stop to it. Joe, say
that. That's where I'm at.
Consensus.
It's tough to say.
You're on the fence still.
I am still on the fence.
So you think there should be some sort of governmental, perhaps some sort of situation wherein a government force is used?
This is what he does to me.
I know.
So,
isn't it maddening?
Since you don't completely agree with me, you
force,
must be on the other side.
You must love force. Well, I'll come back to the conversation
I
had
understand that,
with
so.
Mark a year ago when he asked me what kind of libertarian I am. And I still this has been coming up because it's a 1 year. Like, how have my views changed? And my views have changed. Mm. But I do still see minarchy as a step between where we are now and anarchy, which is I'm not opposed to anarchy as a goal. But in the meantime, I'm on the fence. I really am, because I don't think that I don't think people should be forced to do this. You know, if someone
should be forced to stop.
Should be forced to go to one of these things.
Should you be forced to go to church?
No, hell no.
Well, my parents forced me to go to church.
Right.
So I should have been taken from them?
I don't believe you should have been taken from them. But
so what should happen? So it's one thing to say you don't think kids should be going to this. I agree with that.
Yes. I don't believe anyone should be forced
to
go anywhere.
I don't think parents should force their kids to do things that are against their will. I don't think that's right.
Right.
But the question is should government be involved?
That is the ideal for me. So what is the step between where we are now and having people make decisions for themselves? Is that a greater force intervening? I don't know, and this is where I'm on the fence, because I can't come down full force on your side and say no, government shouldn't be involved, because that's the life we live today, and that's we with quotes. That's the reality of the world that we live in today, is that government is here. And is there really a way to go in and intervene in another way?
That's what people need to really think about, is how to be more creative. Because government makes people lazy. When you have a problem with someone, let's say a neighbor's doing something you don't like, whatever the issue is, they're planting something that is offensive in the front of their lawn or something like that. They're too noisy at certain hours. Whatever. The neighbor's doing so. They painted their house a color you don't like. These people are so lazy today, they'll just call up the code enforcement department and they'll snitch out their neighbors and they'll figure, well, that'll solve my problem. I don't have to get into any kind of issues with my neighbor. In fact, they don't even need to know who I am. I can just exist here across the street completely anonymously and I don't have to have a conflict. And I don't believe in, you know, having conflict. I want to leave my neighbors alone. I'm just using this as an example that the government is out there as this convenient tool of violence that people can turn against one another to attempt to mold their behavior in the way that they think it should be molded. And it's made people lazy and it's made people lack creativity. There are ways to intervene in other people's affairs that you find offensive or damaging or harmful to a young person. As I suggested, like with the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, there are people who will help rescue those girls from those locations. And some might call that kidnapping.
Yeah, or interference with parental custody. And there was certainly a degree of that in my childhood, because people didn't appreciate what was going on. I certainly didn't appreciate what was going on. And they intervened, and they too felt the force of the state, because they were charged with parental interference and all sorts of other things. So what options do you really have in a reality that includes government at this point?
You've got to come up with something. I mean, to turn to force as the solution is a lazy man solution, and it also relies on violence to solve problems. And I don't accept that. But let's look at the actual law here, because the news reports say that, you know, the headline here at the L.A. Times, Governor Jerry Brown bans gay to straight therapy for minors. And then when you go through the article, you know, it's comments from these politicians about how heroic they are. We are saving these children. They are going to be stopped, these gay to straight therapy classes. Well, when you actually look at the text, and surprisingly, this is a relatively short law in the scheme of how long legislation can be.
But it does go to show that journalists don't read them.
Well, if they did read it, they didn't really accurately report it. Basically, the bill would prohibit a mental health provider as defined. And remember, governments can redefine words in the laws. So I did also read the definition.
It's all about the definition.
I did read the definition of mental health provider as defined, from engaging in sexual orientation change efforts as defined with a patient under 18 years of age. The bill would provide that any sexual orientation change efforts attempted on a patient under that age by a mental health provider shall be considered unprofessional conduct and shall subject the provider to discipline by the provider. Provider's licensing entity. So there's not any threat of force directly as far as, like,
religion,
you know,
goes.
This is not a misdemeanor. This is not a felony.
You'll lose your license.
You'll possibly be, maybe, that'd be like the worst case scenario, is you'll lose your license likely. But it only applies to licensed mental health professionals. Now, in the actual definition of that, they get into a little bit more detail. Physicians, surgeons, psychiatry, psychologists, these sorts of people, marriage
so
and family therapists.
This is not an attack on religion per se. An attack on people who are not necessarily secular people, not necessarily aligned with a particular religion.
Well, odds are good a secular person isn't going to offer this service. Odds are good if there's a psychologist or someone like that who is religious, they might offer this service. So it's going to affect a very small amount of people. If it's just the pastor at the church, this isn't going to affect them.
Or if they have some kind of weekend event where they, you know, bring all your gay kids, we'll convert them, or whatever it is that they do, it won't affect that. But what my concern is with this is, suppose, I mean, it's not like there aren't issues around sexuality, even, you know, for gay people, straight people, whomever. And so if a psychiatrist is trying to work with somebody who's got some kind of issues around this and they're trying to help them through it, can it be interpreted that that person is having some, is you know, doing some kind of gay to straight therapy? And, you know, if somebody wants to go after this particular psychiatrist, be it an unhappy patient or whatever.
Well, I would imagine that those psychiatrists would be very cautious about that because they'll probably know about this. Not necessarily, but they're more likely than anyone else to know that this will affect them. But ultimately, this doesn't do what the media is saying it does. The media is reporting it as, it's been banned! And no.
It hasn't been banned.
Not at all. In fact, I question how many of these gay to straight therapy sessions are actually being run by a licensed anybody.
Right. I don't know, but I suspect that if you had a gay kid and you wanted to send them to a psychiatrist, psychologist, counselor, or whatever, to in order to straighten them out, you could probably find one in your city, if your city is above the size of 50,000, that would at the very least take your money, even if they didn't, with their heart
right
wasn't in it.
I think you're right about that. But I'm just, you know, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say odds are good that a lot of these churches, these sessions are probably with pastors. They're probably with, you know, somebody working in the church, some sort of church elder.
Some kind of pastor, some person who is, you know, has some kind of passion
for
this issue.
Or somebody else who claims to be a convert, you know. Or
I would think a convert would be the strongest, you know.
Someone who was gay, supposedly.
The one story I've seen was on somebody who, you know, was a convert.
So, basically, it's been misreported, and
shocker.
And so essentially what this really is a campaign piece of legislation, because it allows these politicians to trot this out as though they actually have done this. They're acting as though they've succeeded at stopping this therapy. And in point of fact, this probably isn't going to end a single bit of it. 1-855-450-FREE, but it is here right in time for the election. 1-855-450-3733. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
It's Change Your Words, Change Your Life. Daily Minute program to help you understand the power of every word you speak. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
Well, there is great power and authority in words. The kind of power that we have depends on the kind of words that we speak. The Bible actually says the power of life and death is in the tongue. Understanding the power of words will help us be more careful about what we say. If you want to keep the problems that you have, then just keep talking about them. But if you want to get rid of them, then talk about the answer as if you expect it to manifest at any moment. We can curse our future by speaking evil of it, or we can bless it by speaking well of it. I really want to encourage you to begin to say and speak things that you want to see happen. Stop just talking about the things that you really don't want in your life. For Change Your Words, Change Your Life, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information and insight on how you can change your words and change your life, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled M-E-Y-E-R.org. The words we speak can affect our lives in positive and negative ways. In her new book, Change Your Words, Change Your Life, best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher Joyce Meyer examines the power of words that convey our thoughts and emotions. She discusses how our words can increase or decrease our level of joy, and how they can have a positive or negative effect on our future. Change Your Words, Change Your Life, the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Network, and they are now reconnected, and music has come in underneath us, so welcome back to TCN and our radio listeners. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We're trying to iron things out here on this side, so bear with us. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
So I think we've pretty much rounded out this discussion about the gay to straight therapy. Certainly would love to hear from you if you have actually participated in this, and you can tell us just how ridiculous it actually is. because it sounds ludicrous on its face. And I believe we've had people talk about it in the past, and of course that, you know, it didn't actually work because, hey, you're born like that in every case I've ever heard of. It's not to say you couldn't try it. You know, you couldn't choose. You could, I think, choose to, you know, go gay, so to speak. But I think most people who are gay were born that way.
Hey, there's the Kinsey scale. I think it's from 0 to 7 or something like that. And people are rated. People, I guess, end up ultimately rating themselves on the scale.
Mm.
But, you know, I mean, you are where you are on the scale, and I don't think that much can change that. I do think that people that are sort of to the center numbers, you know, 3s, 4s, mm-hmm. Those kind of folks, that they probably have some level of choice over what they do. There's also situational homosexuality. It occurs in prisons and other circumstances where, you know, people that would not otherwise have sex with the same sex choose to because of the circumstances.
Yeah, I'm probably in the middle myself on the Kinsey scale, just based on my life experience.
I like guys.
I'm right thinking on. It's like a negative guys. Number or something.
855-450. I don't actually
I've
don't
never
know
needed
much
to take a
scale.
Test.
I don't know. I don't know how the scale works. I never actually looked into it, so I don't have any experience.
Yeah, actually, I think 0 is totally heterosexual. So negatively, maybe even more than heterosexual. I don't know. Maybe you're just an irrational number.
Let's go to, I think it's probably in the middle somewhere. Let's go to Tom, listening in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tom.
Yeah, it's about Social Security. And,
what is?
You know, they've been stealing all this money from people for all of these years. And if they suddenly shut it down, what about all these senior citizens who have been going to be dependent on it? What are they going to do? Okay?
Good question.
And, now, here's the safest thing to do politically for, you know, libertarian candidates, they need to listen up about this. And that is, you know, some employees don't have to pay that tax. I think it was municipal employees and school teachers and
really?
Some people that were subjected never had to pay that tax. Or at least that's what it was years ago. There's, and some, so they got their own pensions instead. But what they need to do is exempt all wages from Social Security tax. So if you're 60 and you've been paying into it, and it's just the same as if you stopped working at age 60 and then you turn 65 and you go to retire. Okay, you get the pension based on all of those years. But if you're 15 and you haven't worked at a job yet, then you'll never pay into it, and you know that you'll never collect it, so you have to save up. And all of a sudden, without that tax, you have more money to save up. And
it'd be sweet if people weren't if people didn't have to pay the Social Security tax, they'd be able to take home something like 13% more.
But you know what the problem is then? All of a sudden, all these people who are like stuck living with mother-in-law would suddenly have more money to afford an apartment, and all this more money chasing the limited supply of housing that is limited because of the local zoning restrictions that are designed maliciously to prevent people from having more housing. And you know what? Why people have to obey those zoning restrictions?
Because they're scared.
Because of cops.
It's true.
So always remember, cops are the root of all evil.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Tom. I appreciate hearing from you. I don't think that's really true, but they are the...
He loves to put that toe over the line. Not the toe. I mean, he jumps over the line, does a little dance.
They're not the. I wouldn't say the cops are the root of all evil. I think some of them... I think every cop believes they're doing the right thing. And, you know, certainly that the road to hell is paved with good intentions, that much you can say. And, yeah, you can also say that the police are the enforcement arm of the governmental apparatus.
They're the tip of the spear when it comes to the force of the state.
And they do aggress against peaceful people on a regular basis, and they need to stop doing that. But they're just human beings, and everybody makes, you know, choices that they regret later on in life that, you know, they realize later were a mistake, and the police are just making those choices every single day. And hopefully we'll be able to show them at some point that we don't appreciate it very much. And, hey, guys, you need to stop doing that stuff. Please, we'd rather you investigate real crimes with real victims, because then people will actually like you. People will want to help you. People will not be afraid of you. Wouldn't that be nice? I think that'd be nice.
I think that a lot of the complaints from law enforcement community is that their job isn't respected, that they don't get respect
right.
from
you
the public.
Earn that
I think
respect.
You need to be act respectably. You know, that's where I
lie. They think they're taught that they deserve the respect because they have a badge and a uniform and they've sworn an oath and they're a police officer. You're a peace officer, a law enforcement officer, and that just comes with respect.
You say peace officer. I have not seen a law enforcement officer acting in a peace officer capacity in years.
I agree with you, although the other day one of them did take part in Chalk the Police
I
here
saw
in
that.
Keene,
and
where
I,
he chalked a smiley face on the sidewalk. That was pretty peaceful.
I certainly haven't seen it in Keene with that exception. I do see it in smaller towns where the law enforcement is actually there to assist and not complicate matters or come in and be the problem. You know, that we talk about here, it's like there's no problem that law enforcement or government can't complicate or make worse. You know, we often say that here. But I have a real hard time because, in my view, I believe that there are good people who wear uniforms, who go home and take off the uniform and are still good people. But there are a lot of people who are not good people who wear the uniform as an outlet to be to be cruel and
the badge heavies.
Right, exactly. To come in and make the situation as bad as it possibly can be. My last interactions with law enforcement have been absolutely right up that alley.
Like the one where you got pulled out of your car and I had to come get you?
Yeah, you had to come get me a couple weeks ago. That was fun. That was good times. And I have to say, I'm glad I have the opportunity to say this on the air. The backseat of your cruiser is, I have never felt so safe in the backseat of any cruiser in my life. But your cruiser, Ian, definitely.
It's a former police cruiser for those who are unaware.
For coming out and getting me at 2 in the morning.
Mobile.
Yeah, I was hoping I could roll up on the set with the cruiser while the other cop was still there. But
he was
gone.
It was very stressful, you know, and it's just like, what more can I do to complicate that? The guy just could not find enough to complicate the situation.
He stole your car from
you. Yeah, he impounded my car, left me and two of my friends on the side of the road. After he said he wouldn't leave me and two of my friends on the side of the road because my friend Jeremy was with us. Jeremy happens to be black. And he was guilty of riding while black because he is a member of the only, you know, I've known Jeremy for 20 years now. He's the member of what was at one time, the only black family in Keene. It's certainly now more diverse, but New Hampshire is
not that much more.
Well,
10 times as diverse as 10 black families in Keene.
You know, okay, so laugh all you want, but it's true. And Jeremy came over and you heard stories that he had told from his childhood of being guilty of being black. That's it. And that was, as far as I could tell, the underlying irritant to this cop that just wanted not only to impound my car, but search it, give me a sobriety test, make my friends. He wanted me to call for rides. I wasn't calling for rides quickly enough. I didn't have someone on the way. And finally, let us go, and you came and got us. Thank you again for that.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com includes the news updates. You can get signed up, follow us via email. If you're old school, you'll get the just the news about the show. But if you want the most interactivity, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook, wherein you'll find updates being posted during the show. So, for instance, the law that we were talking about in California that ostensibly bans gay to straight therapies, I posted the link to that law there on our Twitter and Facebook. Interactivity going on Twitter and Facebook. You can get through onto all of those by going to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up and follow us there. That's news.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is to get together with other people who think as you do, people who understand what freedom's all about, that in order to be free, as we discussed previously, you must allow others to be free too. And that means people doing weird things, people that you don't agree with, people that have a belief system that is antithetical to you, that as long as they're not hurting somebody physically, they're not doing, you know, physical harm to another human being or damaging property, that you understand that you should leave them alone. And that way they'll leave you alone, because everybody's got their belief systems about what the right way to live life is. It's just that you cross a line when you try to force it on somebody else. And so
doesn't that go for kids too, though?
What do you mean?
Are your children your property?
I don't like the idea that children are your property, which is why I support the idea of young people being able to emancipate themselves. But until the day they do emancipate themselves, I think that you are they're your ward, essentially, and that you're responsible for them.
Okay.
So if if my son Jack, some guy pulls up with some candy, and my son in his van, my son Jack decides he wants to go off into the van with the guy, can he emancipate himself as a 4.5-year-old?
You know, Mark, I don't think that he would likely want to emancipate himself, but
I can tell you, that kid does not get a lot of candy, and candy's a real motivator for him.
I don't think that anyone's committing a crime in that particular case. I think that...
If he wants to, you don't... Somebody's going to die if that happens.
That's true, and in which case, then you'd have a crime on your hands. But, you know, if... I mean, maybe the guy actually does need someone to help him find his lost puppy.
Oh, God. You're a sick, sick man.
It's pretty unlikely. I mean, odds are good he's a, you know, molester and a sick freak and all that. But
so
ultimately,
what, what,
you know, of course, you have to go to the ludicrous extreme to make a point on this.
The only sick freak around here is you.
You know, of course, you have to go to a ridiculous extreme to make, make a point on this.
Ian, I'm sure
anyway,
at some
please
point,
go to freestateproject.org if you love the ideas of liberty and are willing to actually do something about
most
it.
Most people here don't think like Ian. That's my endorsement.
Well, Mark, I'm just somebody who doesn't pick arbitrary ages to decide when somebody's mature or not.
Okay, and there's my question. At what point do you believe a person, at what criteria would you use to establish that someone is ready to or able to take care of themselves?
Well, for instance, I forget who it was, but there was a parent who was telling me, oh, I remember who it was, Emberly from Voluntary Values. It's a radio show.
Is that a website? VoluntaryValues.com?
Something like that, yeah.
You can
I
use a search engine to find out.
So she had told me about her son who, when he was 2 or 3 years old, decided he was done. He was going to move out. And she told him, well, good luck, and let him go. And
did she watch him from the window?
I don't know. I presume she did.
I presume she did, too.
She said that he was back within moments. Like, he didn't even make it down the driveway.
I'm really glad that worked for her, running back. I was about 6 when I tried the same little trick.
So I think, you know, each parent gets to decide for themselves, you know, how to handle those situations. But ultimately, you know, if somebody wants to leave, then they should be able to leave.
Okay, so there's no other criteria aside from that, no ability to... You know, like Jack may get in the car with the guy who has candy. He's 4 and a half. He's going for the candy. I was 11 when I first ran away from home. I took good care of myself.
How'd it go? How long?
I was out for almost a month.
Really?
Yep. And
where were you staying?
I was staying in different places.
Uh-huh.
You know,
friends or like
friends
creepy
and
guys?
Different
or?
No creepy guys. I was really fortunate. I didn't run into the creepy guys until. You know, college, but it really ended up that the cops, I was found by the cops, and the cops returned.
They forced
me.
You. To
well,
go
they,
back.
The first they sent me to a foster home, and then they sent me home, back to where I didn't want to be.
Yeah, and that's the problem today is that's what happens in those situations where you were going back to an abusive home.
Yeah, right? I didn't want to be there.
The police are actually facilitating abuse in that case. So to be all afraid of, oh, my God, what if Jack wants to get in the van? Well, Jack could get in a van today, and it's not going to change anything.
Right, but I also don't think that
We're talking about legal status here. I,
as an 11-year-old, was fully capable of taking care of myself. I certainly didn't do it gracefully.
Were you better off at the abusive home or on your out on your own?
I would say living without beatings was certainly ideal to me, but again, it's like a trade-off. Either you don't want to get beaten or you want a roof over your head. You know, that was the situation for me.
That's what it comes down to. That's how it is basically for everybody who's a young teen, and in fact, even people who are in their 20s and stuff like that that want to live at home, there are rules to living at home, and that's what it comes down to. It's the trade-off.
But do you see my point, though, that... Right now, today, not some speculative fantasy about what might happen that could already happen today anyway. People get in vans, you know, perverts with the vans already exist, and the law is not a factor there. But the point being that the police bring kids back to undesirable living environments on a regular basis, and that causes far more damage than any speculative thing that might happen in the future where young people are actually empowered to separate themselves from a bad living situation.
It's
and
not
the
empowering
future,
of the young person, it's the disempowering of the parent. Because if Jack decides he's going to
stop beating your kids,
he's going to try to make that decision. How many times have I beat Jack?
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the parents that are doing that.
Well, when you said stop beating your kids.
I don't care if they're disempowered.
I'm going to go pick Jack up, and I'm going to prevent him from getting in the van. Mm-hmm. I'm going to kidnap, or at the very least, false imprison by a legal standard, okay, under any other circumstance. If Nimmy wanted to get into a van with a guy with candy, I could, and I grabbed a hold of her and prevented her from doing it. Mm-hmm. It is a felony called false imprisonment. If I moved her from one place to another, which, considering she's armed, might not really work for me.
I don't know, Mark.
Is a first degree felony called kidnapping. Now, when I do it to my son,
Jack's
it's
not going to know that.
What's that?
Odds are good he's not going to know that.
So I'm just supposed to. So you're hoping to take away the legal status the parents have and the ability to move their kids from one place to another physically, and just hope the kids don't know.
I think that ultimately, if somebody were to take you to arbitration on that, then it would be an interesting case and see where the arbitrator decided on that. I imagine that he would likely lean towards the parents if they weren't a bunch of abusive nut jobs who are trying to hurt their kids. So there's not in the free market world that I think I would like to see, where we don't have a monopoly on justice. You don't have an arbitrary set of rules that is being written by some legislator that's deciding what is and what is not kidnapping, and you know what should or what should not happen in whatever given circumstance. You've got arbitrators that look at each case. They look at the different factors in each case. They look at the different people involved, and they make a decision. They make a professional, educated decision. Maybe it'll be right. Maybe it won't be right, but it'll be a better decision on average than what we get out of the family courts, for instance, here, that are abusing people's families left and right. There's no shortage of horror stories about how these family courts are tearing people's families apart and separating kids from parents that love them and actually do want to do good things for them. So, again, what you're doing is fear-mongering, Mark. You're getting people afraid of the idea of having a free world in which we don't have a monopoly court system.
Oh, no. I'm talking about very real things. I'm not fear-mongering.
It's fear-mongering. You're talking about very unrealistic scenarios that are very unlikely to happen.
People kidnap kids all the time.
Mm-hmm. That's right. They do it today. You're suggesting it would be more popular?
No, I'm suggesting that you not talk about making it legal.
It wouldn't be legal for someone to kidnap a kid. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. What would be legal would be for a young person to emancipate themselves from a bad living environment. So maybe you should give your son some candy. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade to the toughest nails, new world.
A new world is where we are. Love for all and all free, baby.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams.
Thunder only happens when it's raining.
Rock Dog Revolution. Russ Ames, out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com. It's time to set your dog free and get your copy now.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice, fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now, for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says one in three adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring up anything you want, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Emmy.
And Mark.
Inviting you over to our website. You can go to freetalklive.com. And if you like the fact that we give you the features on the site for free, like you get to actually create the content of the site, if you want, or you just look at it. But you can actually interact in that you can submit news items, YouTube videos, blog posts, whatever you find online that you think is neat or interesting or outrageous or fun. You submit it to the site, and then it appears on the upcoming stories page. Then it must receive a certain number of votes in order to be promoted to the front page of the site. So that's one of the many ways you can interact over at freetalklive.com. And it's all free. We give it to you up front. But there are ways to support Free Talk Live if you like what we're doing. And if you want to help us out, you know, cover some of these costs, because it certainly isn't free to run the website. Let me tell you that. The development costs are way more than I thought they were going to be. So if you want to help us out, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $5 a month. It's, you know, the price of a good cup of coffee. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up there, use any major credit card through PayPal, or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. And then once you've done so, you then have access to a few perks like the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, and a podcast, which the AMP podcast doesn't have the commercial, recorded spots that our regular podcast does. So you can go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. It makes a huge difference for us.
Bitcoins, they are an online currency. They are open source and peer-to-peer. They're not like currencies that you're used to seeing. They're not coins. They're not paper. They're like a math problem. They're cryptography. They are a unbreakable code. And they allow you to send and receive money on the internet without having to pay any fees. I, you know, have done this on a regular basis. I have bought things with bitcoins. I have, bought bitcoins. I have sold things for bitcoins. I've done all the things you can do with bitcoins because they're money. And you can go find out more about bitcoins by going to weusecoins.org. That's weusecoins.org. Interestingly, the bitcoin is the most valuable currency in the world per unit. Currently, they're at $12.99 is what the Bitcoin is going for right now. And there's no currency that's worth that much as a single unit. It's weusecoins.org. I recommend going and finding out about Bitcoins because they're going to change the world. That's my prediction. It's weusecoins.org.
All right, so 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. There's news that came out a few days back that apparently Fox News aired a suicide on live television. And people apparently feel pretty strong about this issue. They actually got on the air later and apologized for it. And I don't think that they should have apologized. Let me give you the details here. From MediaBistro.com, a man committed suicide live on Fox News a few minutes ago. FNC had been carrying a car chase in the Phoenix area, and when the suspect pulled over, he ran down a dirt road, stopped, put a gun to his head, and fell to the ground. No other national networks were carrying the chase. When the man first exited the car, anchor Shepard Smith said presciently, "You wait for the end of these things, and you worry how they may end." Viewers could hear Studio B.
Boom.
Viewers could hear Studio B crew members who were watching a live feed of what was happening gasp and Smith say, "Get off, get off, get off," asking the control room to cut away, but they didn't in time. Fox then went to a commercial break. Upon returning, Smith said, "Well, I've got some explaining to do," and explained that after the suspect exited the car, the network went into a 5-second delay, but they failed to cut away in time, saying, we really messed up and we're really sorry. That didn't belong on TV. I personally apologize to you that that happened. It will not happen again on my watch, and I'm sorry." I disagree. I think that there's nothing wrong with that being on TV, and I'm wondering how you guys feel.
I think it was wrong to apologize for it, because suicide is, as we've said in previous shows, it's a fact of life, you know? I think it's... one story that I'm reminded of, a friend of mine was killed in a motorcycle accident, and a picture of her dead body under the car appeared on the front page of the Nashua Telegraph here in New Hampshire.
Wow.
This was several years ago. And I was very upset by that. A good friend of mine found out that someone he loved was dead that way.
Mm.
And I think that's very...
That's a shocker.
It is very much very distressing. But I think that to apologize for this, it happened. I mean, it
right.
happened, and they were running a live feed, and I don't think an apology, it certainly is a traumatic thing to see someone die in some circumstances. It's certainly traumatic to see still shots of someone you know dead. But I don't think that it should be bleached or cleaned.
I agree.
I don't think, and this is why I support you and supported you when you went for Tom Ball's footage, because that was...
This is a man who set himself on fire out in front of the local courthouse.
That's right.
I attempted to get the security footage of that or any police photos of that situation and was completely denied.
Yep, that's right.
I went to court over it.
That's right. And I was there, and I was sitting there as they hauled Jason Talley away.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big day. But I supported your effort to do that, because I think it's a fact of life. And I think that one of the contributing factors to the stigma of suicide is that everyone wants to sweep it under the rug, and
right.
no one wants to talk about it and kind of pretend that it's less of an issue than it is, or really don't want to see the reality of it. I mean, after 9/11, how many times did we see pictures of those planes flying into those buildings? Over and over and over and over again, and it kind of desensitizes you to the idea of it. And I'm certainly not promoting that, but I
No.
also don't want to promote just let's cleanse the news and this is the reality, but we're going to present you a clean view of you know, this is the nice, pretty world where no one commits suicide and except those who are absolutely
yeah,
crazy.
I agree with you. I don't want to relish in the death. I don't want to, you know, titillate with that sort of thing. That's not what I'm into. I mean, I don't think that the news should turn into an ogrish.com or, you know, one of these other rotten.com.
But that's
websites.
What I think this is already, is if the car chase is good enough to show on news,
then the end is.
And they love
right.
to show car chases. Car chase. I mean,
yeah.
by the very fact that Fox was showing it and some other news station wasn't showing it, it just goes
right.
to show that, oh, hey, we got, this is a breaking story. We got a car chase and we'll get this on.
Right. If the guy had turned down a bridge under construction for the purpose of throwing himself in the car off the bridge, they wouldn't have cut away from that.
Right.
There's simulated violence in shows all the time, too. I think of the movie Reservoir Dogs, where the gun goes off and the guy's brains go all over the back of the car.
That was Pulp Fiction.
Was it?
It definitely happened.
That's why they
called
the cleaner.
Okay, right. Called the cleaner.
Yeah.
Okay, forgive me. So, this is something that happens. This is something that happens for the sake of entertainment. But apparently, when it happens in real life, it's something that needs to be apologized for. And oh my God, the children. You know, yeah. I don't think news should necessarily be G or PG if the subject matter isn't G or PG. I think tell the news as it is.
Absolutely. And I, in fact, Mark, you went somewhere I was going to go as well with Fox News would have had no problem continuing to air this footage had the cops chasing this dude managed to gain on him, jump on him, beat on him. They would have had no problem airing, you know, a beating of the, you know, because the cops, you know, frequently will catch the person that's running away from them before they have a chance to do anything. And those footage, you know, that footage is always shown on TV. The cops got their man. Yeah, they had to beat the crap out of him, but, you know, we showed it to you. The police are our heroes here on Fox News.
Yeah,
they would, wouldn't they?
As far as I'm concerned, if it's good enough to show the car chase, it's good enough to show the end result. These car chases, I mean, you know, they're amped up adrenaline junkies that do this stuff. In most cases, you have the guys, you have the license plate number or whatever, you're going to run across this guy. It's not like in every single traffic stop, somebody doesn't run somebody's, driver's license.
Right.
I mean, yeah, you can keep up with these guys. You can put a helicopter on them. I mean, if they had video, it's likely they had a helicopter. What's
that's
the problem?
Where the video was coming
Follow
from.
Follow them with the helicopter.
That's what the shot was. It was a Fox News chopper. Let's go to Paul, listening in Indy to WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Paul.
Hey. I was just curious if you guys think that, on the flip side, that this might embolden some viewers who may be considering something like suicide to go ahead and maybe try something like this themselves, maybe to gain attention, and it might inspire them to go ahead and follow through, perhaps on something like this, by watching that.
Yep, probably somebody will want to get famous by blowing their head off. There's no doubt about it.
I think my problem is
that they were showing the car chase at all. That's what my concern is. That's not news. A car chase in Boise doesn't affect you and me. It's not national news.
It's just something to titillate people with. You know, Paul, if you've got more comments, hang on. We can bring it back here in Hour 3. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But if this is going to encourage someone to commit suicide, then should any depiction of suicide be prohibited? Should suicide be prohibited from being shown in movies? Should it be prohibited all over the place?
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Are you a liberty activist or enthusiast looking to meet others like you? Do you want to advance capitalism, peace, and freedom, but aren't sure how? I'm Amanda Mill, Executive Director of Liberty on the Rocks, encouraging supporters of a free society to host Happy Hour. Activism and education doesn't need to be boring, and you can find free market friends. So start a Liberty on the Rocks network near you and begin connecting and informing libertarian thinkers over drinks. Visit www.libertyontherocks.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.